Hello, dear listener. James here. It's Sunday afternoon. I can't believe it's afternoon already, but we've managed to get a few bits and pieces done. And our usual Sunday worship in the morning. And I've just come into the studio with a nice cup of tea after hanging some washing up. So all under control, really. This is as much a response to Mr. Simon Toon and Mr. Andy Harbert-Taylor to the audio booths that have been recorded this weekend. First off, Simon, absolutely no point in being intimidated by me. I'm just a glorified grease monkey, as much of an enthusiast as a professional. In fact, I'm probably more of an enthusiast than a professional. The kind of thing you do for love rather than money, but if you can do it for money, all the better. Yes, I was listening to your recordings of Amelia. Oh, good heavens, I remember those days when the children would just be, and I hesitate to say it, but they would be simply unreasonable. Because you simply can't reason with them. They're going through so much of a development and change in their thought patterns that I'm not entirely sure they understand what they're thinking, let alone you. And as Beth has always said, this too shall pass. And since the children have been above 5 years old, despite the odd wobbles with school and the way they relate to other people, it's so much easier now. I feel so sorry for the so many people I see on Twitter with very small children, because they require so much attention and they won't rest when you need them to rest. And therefore you are constantly kind of being chasing rest and sleep the whole time. But when they get, I mean, the time goes so quickly and you've got to make sure you take photos of movies and all your recordings of the fantastic times you have together. And if you like, some of the tears as well. But oh my goodness me, I'm glad they're over. And I don't know what's going to happen if and when I have grandchildren, because I'll just say, no children under five in that. No, I wouldn't be that mean. It's quite funny, actually, because I was talking to some family friends we were visiting yesterday, one of whom was trying to introduce me to the joys of gorilla plumbing, where you don't turn off the system in the house. You get a wet, dry vacuum cleaner and a jigsaw, and you do all your cutting with it live, and you plonk valves on as quickly as possible. Sounds great fun, but if you get it wrong, could be disastrous. Anyway, I was saying that I spent time with my whole kind of all my brothers and sisters almost on New Year's Eve, and my youngest niece is now just coming up to three, and the kids now get on so well. It's brilliant, you know, 5, 6, 7. Christopher's 11 now, and the interaction between them is a real good dynamic, and it's only the little ones when they get tired and grumpy that the whole mood of the place tends to sort of suffer a little bit. Won't be too long, though, before all the small children that we hear on Audioboo are going to be older. That pretty much covers what I was going to say to Simon, I think. However, I was going to respond to Andy Taylor's tweet and my Audioboos. And funnily enough, I'm trying to learn Japanese at the moment. I'm totally in agreement with the need, as engineers, I think, and then having a brain like that, to understand the fundamentals, the way the word order works. And the however, I know that I haven't got the time to be able to attend first year Japanese just like I did with first year German and have the ich du es er, the other one, the, oh my goodness, my German. We're going to Germany for a holiday later on in the year, which will be great fun, but I've really got to brush up, I guess. I think the problem I've got with Germany now is I know the syntax and things like that. It's just the words, you know. I was just trying to think, how am I going to say we're going on holiday to Germany later in the year? And I'll say, wir werde zu Deutschland gehen später in die Jahre, or für ein... What on earth is holiday? I don't know. But it is literally knowing the vocabulary, which is the first important thing, which are the ones that these guides and these short courses will teach you, and then the word order, which is making sure all the words appear in the right order. Now, of course, if you're out there and you're not writing it, and if you get the words in the wrong order, as long as the context isn't completely wrong, they're still going to understand you. They may chuckle to themselves. But with Japanese, I'm using a system called Earworms, which is, as my dear friend Anne from Norfolk is very keen to point out, a Norfolk company. I love there was a phrase on the radio. I think it was on the Mark Thomas thing. He said, Norfolk, twinned with Norfolk, because we like it that way. I can't do the accent either. So, yes, and that basically takes you through all the basics of ordering things in Japanese and things. So that's, although I would love to know how things work, I mean, for example, eska means you're, it's a verbal question mark, and they point these things out, but much of the time it is, you know, arigato means thank you, and josu desu, because it's a short at the end, means well done, and things like that. It's well, I guess if you ask for your steak, josu desu, it means create it properly. Yes, I'm getting distracted. But yes, I'm trying to learn language, and I think being in my 30s, just about, it does. It is so much harder. It's so much harder to pick up the fundamentals and to learn things and to have things going around my head. At the moment, I'm using my walks to Bush House, which is about a mile and a half and back, to play these MP3s. I was going to say tapes. Oh, that takes me back. Over and over again, just to get the... And it's sinking in slowly, but it's amazing how much longer it's taking. And then conversely, we were having a conversation over the dinner table yesterday about maths, and how the 18-year-old son of our friends was reeling off all these things, bang, 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 because it's all gone into his mind so quickly, all these concepts and functions and all these amazing things, because he's got an agile enough mind to be able to do his A-level maths. Picking up new things, I think, gets more difficult as you get older. But unless you keep doing it, I guess that's where failure takes place, isn't it? That's where you kind of end up either consolidating what you know already, or even worse, just going stagnant and stale. Beth's actually going for a degree in biology, and she's finding it a bit of a struggle. I've got a friend in America who's doing sort of developing her career after having children, and I think that's part of the whole challenge, isn't it? If you've given your life to bringing up a family, your focus is very much on the tactical here and now stuff, and to break out of that is I think is so much more of a challenge than doing it when you're young. Of course, going to university when you're young and a teenager and all the hormones are still raging and you're still a little bit crazy has its downsides as well, as I remember to my chagrin, I guess. But that was a strange way of saying chagrin. Sorry. Chagrin in German. But that's the way it goes. Right, I'm going to close now because I've been recording for ages and ages, and Andy will be just going, "Will you shut up?" Because he talks like that. "Will you shut up so I can do another one?" And things like that, so I shall upload that now. One of the reasons why I don't record audio, this is quite odd, one of the reasons why I don't record audio booze as often as I would like is because I feel I have to take a photo of each one of them, and taking photos is a pain in the neck. But I think I might just draw something in paint today. Right, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and it's lovely to be able to talk to you. And if you're not interested in what I'm saying, well, a bit late for that now. Sorry. Bye.